Let us answer a very fun question in this podcast. And I'll ask this question to you, and I hope that you pause the podcast, think about it, think about what would happen, and then listen to the answer. What would happen if I threw water in blank space, like not even on the ISS or anything, just randomly into space? And why that is a question of such curiosity is because the temperature, as we all know, in space is very low. The only heat or radiation that we have is from the Big Bang that happened at the beginning of the universe. So because of that, the temperature is 2.7K, but that is very low. K stands for Kelvin here. And we all know that low temperatures stand for freezing. Everything freezes in lower temperatures. But it is also true that the pressure in outer space is extremely low. Now, high pressures support freezing, but low pressures support boiling. There is nothing holding back the particles, nothing to hold the particles together, no pressure. So the particles can just fly apart. So what do you think would happen when I threw water into space? Would it freeze because of the low temperature? Or would it boil because of low pressure? Okay, so I hope that you stop this podcast at this point, answer the question yourself, and are then continuing to listen to it. When we throw water into the universe, first of all, it'll form a sphere, because water tends to acquire least surface the shape in which there is least surface tension. So it'll be a sphere, and a lot of droplets of water will be collected together. What will happen at this point is that since all the droplets of water are separately not available to the low temperatures of space, it is pressure that will act more efficiently first, because pressure will act on the whole thing as a body. What pressure will do is that it will boil the big sphere of water. It will boil it, and water will boil into water vapor. Now, since the droplets have been separated, the low temperatures can act on them. So the low temperature will cause the water that has been turned into droplets to freeze. Isn't that interesting? And since water freezes for every temperature below 210 Kelvin, it will never boil again, because now that it has frozen, it doesn't need to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want me to answer more questions, more fun questions like this, do tell me. Thank you.